USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The White House is not endorsing a general ceasefire in the conflict between Israel and Hamas. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre telling reporters today,
"Now is not the time for a permanent ceasefire. We've been very clear. It would benefit Hamas, giving them time to regroup and plot a new attack or new attacks."
The Biden administration is, however, advocating for temporary humanitarian pauses in the fighting to facilitate the delivery of aid into Gaza and the release of hostages. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he will not consider a pause in the fighting in Gaza unless Hamas releases all the hostages. Today, Eric Trump providing testimony once more in his father's civil fraud trial in New York. The son of the former president currently addressing inquiries related to financial records of the Trump Organization. It's anticipated that former President Trump will also take the witness stand when the trial reconvenes in Manhattan on Monday. President Biden is expressing his condolences for the victims of last month's mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine. Accompanied by the First Lady, he paid a visit today to a memorial near the restaurant where the tragic incident occurred.
This tragedy opens a painful, painful wounds all across the country. Too many Americans have lost loved ones or survive the trauma of gun violence.
During his visit, Biden met with first responders, healthcare providers, and some of the families affected. The United Auto Workers Union is actively advocating for Toyota employees to consider joining the union, especially following their successful strike against the Big Three Detroit automakers, which led to substantial pay increases. UAW President Sean Fain says the pay raises recently announced by Toyota are a direct outcome of the agreements reached with Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis. He said they are planning an organizing campaign of an unprecedented scale. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Anticipated holiday spending is poised to reach unprecedented heights this year. According to the National Retail Federation, holiday sales in November and December are projected to reach around $960 billion or higher. The NRF attributes this to the fact that most Americans' household finances remain in good shape, resulting in an expected growth rate of 3-4% over 2022. Recent maps provide insight into the regions that will experience the heaviest snowfall this winter. Researchers at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration have updated data on the areas most affected by El Niño, a natural weather pattern in the tropical Pacific. This encompasses the mid-Atlantic, elevated areas in the southwestern California, as well as the southern United States. Even the first ever win for the Texas Rangers couldn't pull in ratings.
According to the Nielsen ratings numbers, the 2023 World Series between the World Series winning Rangers and the Arizona Diamondbacks was the least watched in recorded TV history, averaging 9.11 million viewers. That was down 23% from last year's series that featured the Houston Astros and the Philadelphia Phillies. I'm Corey Myers.
Even so, Texas Rangers fans are celebrating their first World Series championship. A parade was held Friday in Arlington. The Rangers beat the Arizona Diamondbacks on Wednesday night. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.